I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's been raining this month in southeastern Australia, in some places a lot, in others a little. But just about everywhere, the rain is a very welcome change. The region recently emerged from more than a decade of drought, and many climate scientists predict an even drier future. That's bad news for the region's farmers. And those farmers recently got even more bad news from the Australian government. It says they'll have to permanently cut back their water use in order to protect the environment. The World's Jason Margolis spoke to some Australian farmers who are not happy about that.
I introduce myself from time to time as John Ward, New South Wales Farmers Association spokesman for water and parent of children in this town that need employment.
John Ward has one thing on his mind as he drives around New South Wales these days, and one thing only: water. Australia's recent 12-year drought hit farming communities like Ward's hometown of Griffith hard. Now, the government may ask farmers like Ward to cut their water usage by another 30 or 40%. Ward says he and his neighbors will have none of it.
We need for them to listen to us and for us to listen to them. And if we can't get that, then it goes to war.
Are you at war right now?
Yes, there's no doubt. We're in the trenches.
Ward lives in what's called the Murray-Darling Basin. It's the breadbasket of Australia, tucked in the southeast interior of the country. Think of the Murray-Darling like the American Midwest. Now imagine if the U.S. government told farmers in Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Ohio that they've taken more than their fair share of water, and now they'll have to give a third of it or more back to the environment. That's roughly what's happening here in Australia.
We're talking about the heart and lungs of our nation, and you can't take the heart and lungs out of any person and expect them to survive.
That's Mike Neville, the mayor of Griffith. The town of 26,500 produces wheat, rice, vegetables, and 30% of Australia's wine. This area became the country's major food-growing region through intensive management of its many rivers and tributaries. In the 1920s, the government began building dams and water diversions for irrigation. Farmers here say these engineering projects perform miracles, turning a largely parched continent into a food exporter. Now many here are left wondering,
why would we want to limit the production capacity of an area like this? It just doesn't make sense.
Neville says the proposed cuts will destroy farm communities at the whim of politicians and city dwellers. But others say the proposed changes were born out of necessity.
The Darling River was running dry.
That's Richard Eckard, director of the Climate Challenges Centre at the University of Melbourne. Eckard says the impact of 12 years of drought on the region's Darling River was made even worse by the irrigating practices of farmers upstream.
You can't extract that volume of water for irrigation and have anything downstream. The ecology is pretty wrecked compared to what it used to be. There's not much life. The fishing industry is all but gone.
Now the Australian government is looking to rebalance the distribution of water among farms, cities, and the environment. And even though the 12-year drought finally broke last year, many climate scientists believe that it was a taste of things to come, as climate change alters weather patterns here. That's why some conservationists and scientists argue that the government's new water plan still shortchanges the environment. Tim Stubbs of Australia's Wentworth Group of Concerned Scientists says the plan wouldn't return enough water to the Darling River system, for the environment or for other farms. I met him at a cafe in Sydney.
I'm an engineer, so I see the river as a really functional machine, if you like. And just like, say, your body, we need a certain amount in that river so it can be healthy, so we can continue to use it for irrigation in the long term. At the moment, we're using it in a way that will mean that we will run it down and it just won't be effective or useful for irrigation at all in a probably not too distant future.
Stubbs says water cuts won't decimate farm communities, and he says cutting agricultural water use by 40% won't mean that 40% of farmers have to leave.
That will mean that a large proportion of them sell some of their water, maybe upgrade their infrastructure, become more efficient, change their farming techniques, and continue farming. But even if it did mean 40% leave, you're probably looking at over $1.5 million going to each individual to do something different.
The Australian government is allocating close to $10 billion to farmers willing to get out of the business. And some have already proven that they could get by with less water during the drought. Again, Richard Eckard at the University of Melbourne.
We've got the northern dairy industry, for example, that went from over 100% water allocations down to less than 30% water allocations in the space of 4 years. And by the end of the drought, we're producing as much milk as they were before.
Eckhart says, yes, a lot of dairy farmers went out of business, but those that adapted to less water are flourishing. But just try telling that to Murray Darling Basin farmers.
8:05, give you the change after. 8:05, 10.
At a cattle auction in Griffith, those working in agriculture like Jim Jackson scoff at the idea that they can get by with less water.
No, they just, I don't know. They're just going off their rockers, haven't they?
Jackson's attitude reflects a deep contempt for the Australian government, even though it made farming so successful here in the first place by building all those dams and water diversions years ago. Many people here don't trust the government. They think climate change is a hoax, and they see the proposed water limits as a mortal threat to their communities. And the anger hasn't been limited to words. Water spokesman John Ward says when a draft of a new water guidebook was unveiled, farmers in Griffith let the government know exactly what they thought of it.
They piled it all up and burned it in front of the cameras. I mean, that's what we think of it. You just burn it, take it away. Go back and come up with something that we can live with and something that has balance in it.
Of course, balance is in the eye of the beholder. The final water management plan likely won't be out until next year, and the final water allocation figures are still being hotly debated. But it seems clear that one way or another, less water will be the new normal for many of Australia's farmers. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Griffith, Australia.
There's more on this story, including photos and a graphic of the Darling Basin at theworld.org.